Yeah, and when you came out of Montana State, it's the days of the AFL, NFL. Now, were you one of those guys that they hit somewhere? How did that whole thing unfold? Because you ended up signing with Kansas City of the AFL.
I was very fortunate. I go back, I signed my contract actually 3 weeks before Super Bowl I. And I got a good contract because I was drafted by both leagues. But luckily, in that my first season, my senior year, I kicked a 59-yard field goal. And that turned out to be the longest kick in history of football. We didn't know that for about a week. It isn't like now it's instant news. But and so that's how the pro scouts found out about me. So they came up to Montana State and they saw I could do that pretty routinely. So I got drafted by Kansas City Chiefs and the Atlanta Falcons. Decided to go to Kansas City. I think the main reason was Kansas City was a winning team. And more fun to win than it is to lose. Atlanta was brand new. But they've always talked about the Mickey Mouse League versus the NFL. So now I get part of my bonus. And the bonus was actually very sizable because of the two leagues. But part of it was two plane tickets from Bozeman, Montana to Oslo, Norway. I land in New York January 16, 1967, the day after Super Bowl I. Very anxious to see the score of Super Bowl I, the Packers against the Chiefs. And I saw 35-10. And I thought, oh boy, maybe I should have gone to Atlanta. I mean, this for a split second. I went to Kansas City, the Packers won number two, 33-14 of the Oakland Raiders, and then the Jets beat Baltimore. And in the last AFL-NFL game, Kansas City Chiefs, my team beat the Vikings pretty decisively. And that was fun. And for those people that have played, that could have gone to the NFL, the satisfaction that those people got, it was tremendous.
You were the first pure specialist to go in. And did that put any icing on the Hall of Fame cake? I mean, it's a tremendous honor. It is the best of all time. It's a tremendous honor, but being the first specialist to break that new ground, did that mean something to you?
The Hall of Fame was the last thing that I thought about. I hardly heard about the Hall of Fame, obviously. But I got a letter, I realized I was a finalist. There were 15 finalists in those days. I saw the names on the list, and I thought, there's no way. But also, I knew it was the first time that a guy that could not do anything else but kick was nominated. So then all of a sudden I get a phone call, and I'm in, and I could hardly believe it. And now that's 21 years ago. Larry, I don't think about it that much, but when I'm around people like you and Lynn Dick and all the great players, and you have a great football players, and here I am. I couldn't do anything else but kick, but somehow I got into the Hall of Fame. So it is hard to believe if I really analyze it.
But Jan, you were the best of all time.
Oh, Larry, thank you. Very kind.